Session may not begin until January 12th, but lawmakers have actually been laying the groundwork for months. In a handful of committee weeks, they've gathered to hear and pass a number of bills through preliminary panels on the way to a floor vote. One noticeable beneficiary of this head start is Sarasota Republican Representative Greg Stube.
Yeah, legislatively, it's a very simple proposal. All it does is repeal the prohibition currently in statute as to where concealed permit carrier holders can carry their concealed firearms.
His bill allowing concealed weapons on college campuses is ready for the House floor. It's been a tougher sell in the Senate, but Stube's partner, Republican Greg Evers of Baker, has carried the measure through two committees. None of this year's slate of gun measures raises quite so much public opposition.
I am absolutely opposed to guns on campus. Gun violence was a constant in my middle and high school.
Or support.
This bill will allow someone like me to protect myself from being raped again. It's not a complicated decision. It's not a partisan decision.
That was Caitlin Hamby, followed by Shayna Lopez-Rivas. Both are students at Florida State University. Republicans have marshaled near total support for the idea, but a handful of Democrats with a background in law enforcement are pushing back. Here's Palm Springs Representative Dave Kerner.
We have bills before us that are flying through both chambers that deal with students' ability to carry firearms on campus. Our campus communities are some of the safest communities in the nation.
Stube and Evers failed to pass an identical bill in the previous session, and in many ways, this year's effort looks similar. College presidents, university presidents, and school police chiefs are all lined up against it. Gun rights groups like Florida Carry and the NRA are vocal supporters. The measure is raced through House committees, just like last time. But it's currently idling in the Senate Judiciary Committee, the same place that stalled out last session.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This legislation allows permit holders that have concealed carry licenses to be able to carry their firearms openly, and there are several amendments.
In a parallel effort, Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gaetz and his father, Senator Don Gaetz, a Republican from Niceville, are sponsoring open carry legislation. Representative Gaetz argues violent crime is 23% lower in states that allow open carry.
The claims that open carry will lead to wild, wild west and an explosion of crime and a return to the Miami Vice days of the 80s and back to Dodge City. I think those are perhaps a bit more hyperbole and a little less grounded in the actual facts before us.
But some law enforcement agencies are concerned the measure could put officers and the public in danger. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri says the Florida Sheriff's Association's opposition isn't about restricting gun rights.
The opposition is to creating an environment that is not safe for Florida, not good for families, not family friendly, not good for tourism, and not good for our economy.
His organization is fairly unified in its opposition, but the state's police chiefs are a different story. Despite a narrow vote in its second House committee, the bill seems likely to make it to the floor with ease. Its final committee stop is dominated by Republicans, several of whom have already voted in favor of the bill. But in the Senate, the bill has only made it through one committee. Finally, lawmakers are considering changes to the state's stand your ground provisions. Republican Representative Dennis Baxley of Ocala and Republican Senator Rob Bradley of Fleming Island say the law needs to do more to protect shooters. Here's Baxley.
The citizen who's claiming self-defense has the burden of proof. In other words, under this ruling, the accused is now guilty until they can prove themselves innocent.
Baxley and his backers say the current practice, a preliminary hearing to determine if a defendant can invoke the defense, should place the burden of proof entirely on the prosecutor. Right now, the defendant has to show the majority of evidence backs up their self-defense claim. Bradley has shepherded the bill all the way to the Senate floor, but in the House, this happened.
However, I cannot let protocol get in the way of good public policy. I do feel very bad about the way that this was done. However, I must stand by my convictions and principles and not withdraw this amendment.
That's Kerner again, and he's absolutely gutting the proposal with a pair of late-filed amendments. In the end, the House committee voted the measure down. There's still a slim chance it could come back if it passes the Senate and the House chooses to take up the bill. But it's rare. As a matter of deference, lawmakers don't usually bring bills to the floor that have already failed in committee. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.